This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and as always, I'm very excited to be on with you. Still working on getting my voice back. It's been a fun week or two. I got stories I will tell you in just a minute. But first, I just want to say I hope you're having an amazing time celebrating the death and resurrection of the King. The tomb is empty, you guys. It is finished. It is done. Amen. And so excited. Just coming into this season and then Passover and then going into Pentecost, spiritually speaking, I'm going to try not to cough, you guys. If I do, I'm going to have to get a cough drop and it's going to have to just be dealt with. Okay. But the cold air is what's making it happen, but I will fry if I don't have some kind of air conditioning going because I'm in Florida. So, But so many amazing things happening, but I just want you guys to be blessed this resurrection weekend. Also, I'm going to be releasing a word by word. If you're subscribed to my emails, go to spiritmove.global. You can get all the words I send out by email, which are not on video. They're the words that never make it on video. Not that they're not as good, but the reality is if I recorded them, I would be doing this every single day. And then I think you guys would really get sick of seeing me. So I've opted to do some in written form. Also, the ones in written form make it to the website. If you go to the website, spiritmove.global, you will see on there that, I don't know what the tab is, but you can click it and it takes you to all my prophetic words in written form. Okay. Most of them that are in written form, not the ones on video. Okay. But if you want to get, an email letting you know that I just released a video, I've had many of you contact me. I don't know what's going on, you guys, with YouTube. I'll just throw this in there. YouTube has not always appreciated me. You guys know this. For those who have not been following me for a while, but those who have, you already know the story. But my son had a serious dream during all the stuff with COVID and the lockdowns in Canada. He had a serious dream about the pastors there. And it's not his choice to choose the dream. My son's name is Daniel, named rightly so. He has dreams and visions and can interpret them. He's been showing the gifts of doing that since he was like 11. And so he had a serious dream and we released it on my channel, and YouTube got a hold of me. It literally was just a dream. There was no real big prophecy with it. We literally just released the dream, but it was a real warning dream, and YouTube removed it. And then, yes, I know. We tried to rename it and put it back on like a couple days later, and they removed it, and I got put in YouTube jail. So for 30 days, I was not allowed to post anything. And so they don't really like me. And so, which is fine, you know, if they did, that would be a problem. And so most likely. So, having said that, many of you have said you're not seeing my videos or you're not getting alerts or whatever. So I don't know what's up with that. It's probably YouTube is doing something to me. I don't know. Possibly. So, because it seems like there's just something weird happening with YouTube and my channel. So, but if you're subscribed to the email, we always send a link out to my latest word, and you will get that to your email. Now, some of you have said, I subscribed, but I don't get any emails. If that's happening, it's because you have to go into your Google settings or Yahoo or whatever you're using, and you have to tell it that we're not spam. Sometimes on some programs, I don't know why, but if you don't do that, then it's going to keep bouncing them to your spam box. So you probably have a whole bunch of emails in your spam box from Spirit Move. And so, but I would recommend if you have not been getting the emails, this has been a problem the last 2 weeks. So this is why I'm mentioning this. Go to the website, resubscribe, and see what happens. On our end, the program we use tells us if you're getting bounced. And so, resubscribe, and then we'll see what happens. But anyway, I have an awesome word the Lord gave me this morning for this weekend. It fits perfectly with the resurrection message, of course, because Jesus is King, and he knows how to release things in the right timing. Amen. So I'm about to release a word. This was actually a word that I received in December of 22. And as you know, if you've been following me for a while, you know I do not release something unless God tells me. Just because I get a dream or a vision doesn't mean I'm going to hop on YouTube. I'm very, like, if he says it, then okay. And he says it's a now word. If it's not a now word, I just let it sit in my journal and I let it brew until he says it's time to release it. Well, this last week, he keeps waking me up and reminding me of this word from December of 2022. And I'm about to tell you some other really cool things and another story, and then I'm going to give you the word, okay? So here's the funny thing. So here's what's recently been transpiring. Because the devil is just dumb, you guys. He annoys me so much. And you guys, I know that, like, I'm just sassy about it because literally he has no power, you guys. Only what we give him. And so all things are for God's glory. It doesn't matter. Anything to us that seems like a loss is not a loss. It's a gain in Christ. And so, so number one, we're coming to Atlanta, Georgia, to do a fire and glory nights there. The Lord has instructed me to do that. Now there's a funny story with how that came about, which I'm going to tell you. And the reason why, you guys, I tell you these things is because you can't learn and grow and hear if I don't do some teaching. I'm not going to get on and release a 5-minute prophecy. I usually like to include some teaching, help you understand what God is saying or how I got there. And mainly because many people email the ministry and send messages through YouTube and Facebook. Sorry, you guys, we can't always get to those because I get thousands. And so, you know, I'm sorry if you feel like nobody answers your messages or whatever. I do have a moderator, but man, we get a lot of messages. And so, but they want to know, you know, how do you have dreams and visions? What do you need to do? So here's the thing. I've always got to throw in there a little bit of how I get there so that you can learn how to get there, because we're all called to be prophetic in some way. Maybe you're not called to be a prophet or an apostle or an evangelist or, you know, a pastor per se, but you're still called to be led by the Holy Spirit for your life, which is basically walking in the prophetic. And so, so how Atlanta came about, this is how Atlanta came about. I'm just going to tell it, you guys. I don't always tell all these things on camera, but I am, because the devil's dumb. Okay. So when we come to Atlanta, would have been when we were in Kenya. We're going to be in Atlanta like the 26th and 27th over that weekend to do Fire and Glory nights. We're going to have a Friday night service, 7 p.m., Saturday, 1 p.m., and Saturday night, 7 p.m. And so I want you to come. We're going to have a rocking good time in the glory, fire and glory, which means there's going to be a lot of glory. You know, that always happens in all my services. But there's also going to be a lot of fire, which is the consecration, the cleansing, truth, which, you know, you're going to get that from me. Truth, repentance, what's real. The fire comes to burn off, you know, and so I basically do both. And so they kind of come hand in hand with my ministry. And so we're going to have an amazing time with you guys in Atlanta. And so, but how that came about was, this is my story. So right now I have broken ribs. Yep, I sure do. I would have done this video sooner. I don't know if you can tell that I don't think I look good, but whatever. But I was like, I don't care if I don't look good. I'm going to get on and record anyway, because it ain't about me. It's about Jesus. So, you're not supposed to be on here to see if I look good. You're supposed to be here to hear the word. So, so I didn't overdo getting decent, because I'm like, what's the point? So, it's been fun. So I've still had, like, just getting attacked with a cough since Oklahoma, ever since. And it's just the Python spirit, you guys. It literally is. The devil is annoying. But in general, I have felt fine. Like, I feel fine. I just have a cough. And it's like a dry cough that's really annoying. And so evidently one night, like it was last Sunday night, I had enough coughing in the night. I didn't maybe realize it or something. I don't know. But I woke up and my ribs on my right were broken. And so you're wondering, how do I know that? Because I've been through a whole lot, you guys, to become who I am, basically. And the devil has tried to kill me a couple times by drunk drivers in accidents. And I know what it is to have massive chest injuries and to almost die. Okay. So I know what it feels like when there's stuff going on. I was like, oh man, I think I busted my ribs. So anyway, yes, I did bust my ribs, and went to the doctor and did all that. And they were like, you can't do nothing for like 6 to 12 weeks. And I'm like, I'm the wrong person to tell that to, because I don't go too well with that. So, but I did not want to be having to hold my ribs the whole time I'm on video and hack up a lung. Okay. So, anyway, so here I am. This has been this last whole week with my ribs on my right side are broken. And then I'm still getting rid of the cough, which is so annoying when you have broken ribs. And, but in general, I'm fine. So, so this is what happened. This is what led to Atlanta, you guys. So this is how it happened. I was like, okay, God, all things, even if the devil tries to bring it, sickness, broken ribs, whatever, it's all a scheme of hell, and, we don't bow to it. I don't bow to it. So, I'm like, what are you doing? I always know he's up to something. So I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? Because all things work out for your glory and for our good. And so now Kenya has to be moved, because really I cannot be doing international flying, 3 flights, 32 hours, dragging the luggage around and all the good stuff with broken ribs. I need more time to heal. I would not have enough time to heal. And so I was like, okay, God, what are you up to? Because obviously I need to move Kenya. So what are you up to? Because he allowed, you know, not that he gave me sickness, it's from the devil, but, you know, I'm like, you're up to something. I knew he was up to something. And he said, and this was in my early morning prayer time. I was like, what is up, you know, with the moving Kenya, broken ribs. And he said, Georgia. And I said, just so you guys know, we have a very sassy, relationship, because we are like we are with each other. And he literally is sassy with me, you guys. He was like, Georgia. And I said, what does Georgia have to do with Kenya? And he was like, when you would have been in Kenya is my season for you to be in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was just like, okay. And I'm obedient immediately, you guys. I don't play with nothing. I'm like, okay. And he said, I've been telling you since December that I need you in Atlanta. And I was just like, okay, this is true. But I did not know when I was coming to Atlanta. And so, not that I was putting it off, but I was just like, I'll go to Kenya. Then I'm going to be speaking at a Pentecostal church for Pentecost weekend. I already got invited to come and be their special speaker. Then I'm going to be doing Anointed to Win conference. I got all this stuff I'm doing. I'll figure out to squeeze Georgia in there because I know I'm supposed to do Georgia. So, the Lord decided it was supposed to be April. He decided for me. So, you guys, he is awesome. So, and even if I have broken ribs, I'm still very happy because the devil can steal nothing. So, let me tell you the story that led to why he said, I've been telling you since December, you need to go to Atlanta, Georgia. So, and then I am going to release the word, you guys. This is all, just track with me. If I was preaching to you for an hour sermon, you'd be having to hear all this. So just hang tight, okay? Me and my family, my boys, we went to the Smoky Mountains for Christmas. Well, the week before Christmas, we were like, man, we're going to have to squeeze it in, or we're not going to have any break. Because, you know, if you have a ministry, anyone who has a ministry knows, or a church or whatever, the beginning of the year, there's a lot going on. You're preparing for the fresh vision and kicking things off and all that. And so I was like, let's just go to the Smoky Mountains, stay in a cabin and go to Dollywood and just have some family time. So that's what we did. And while we were there, I mentioned like 7 or 8 videos back, if you've been following me for a while, that we had a lot of angelic manifestations while we were there. That's normal. It's in my house, you guys. Everywhere I go, almost every day in my house, like, okay, the angels are active. And so I'm like, okay, you know, we've had all these manifestations all weekend. And I was like, or the whole week. And I was like, this is just awesome. And so we're on our way home from the Smoky Mountains, like on the 21st or 22nd of December. And we were going to stay the night in Atlanta because my sons wanted to go to the aquarium because it's the most amazing aquarium in the whole world, Mom. So we had to make time for that. So, on our way, we stayed the night. And so we got to the hotel, we get up to the rooms and we're getting settled in and we're going to get ready to get whatever to go have dinner and go to the aquarium. And, I started noticing I was dusting everything like gold dust. This is common. It happens everywhere I go. Like it's a lot. It's normal. And I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. And then as I was going to get myself something hot to drink to take with me, hot and caffeinated to take with me, I looked at the cup and it like had massive amounts of gold dust all over it. And I was like, what in the world? And I looked at my hands and it was like someone had taken a paintbrush and like painted my hands gold. Like it was oozing out of my hands, like at a whole nother level. And I literally looked at my hands and I said, wow, Jesus really loves Atlanta. Like I knew something was up with Atlanta. So that's what happened in December. And so then I knew after that something's up with Atlanta. So we're coming to Atlanta, you guys. That's my story. And we're so excited for all that God's going to do. And honestly, people have been asking us to come to Georgia for years. I had just never been told to go there. And so I'm not going to go. And I don't know if I had been told and I didn't. And so now he's like, I'm just going to break your ribs. You're not going to Kenya. You're going to Atlanta. So I don't know, but I'm happy to oblige and obey the Lord. So we will be there and we're going to have an amazing time in the glory. Mark your calendar. We want to see you. We will be in the Atlanta area. We're currently looking for a venue. So we'll keep you guys posted. Our goal is to stay within like a half hour of Atlanta. So we have a couple of options that are like an hour out, but we really aren't sure we want to do that. So we'll keep you posted. Come see us in Atlanta Friday night, Saturday night. I believe it's the 26th and 27th at the end of the month of April. Okay. Okay. Moving along. Now, if you went back and watched and you've been keeping track of the March words and everything else, this word literally perfectly falls in line. And it is from December 2022. So it's amazing how God, just with the times and seasons, he just knows. You guys, I look wretched. He just knows. And so let's get to the word. I was deep in worship and prayer early in the morning, as usual. I have dreams at night, but I usually get visions during the day, like in my prayer time. Like I get vision, I go into, he takes me into visions. And so he took me into this vision of just seeing like a bunch of black rocks, like stacks of them, like almost like lava rocks stacked everywhere. And I sat in the vision and I was like, whoa, what is going on? And so this is the prophetic word that the Lord gave me, but it's a times and seasons word for the body of Christ. And you're going to totally understand it. And you're going to go, wow, that totally fits with everything that's happening right now. And so the Lord said, the rocks are crying out, Liberty. The rocks are crying out. And I was just like, whoa. And so I knew I need. So I got up, I grabbed my journal, and I knew I was about to get a prophecy. And so I was just like, man, and I could just feel it so strong, you guys. If we're not crying out, the rocks will. That's sad. That is sad. And so I could feel that from the Lord. And so this is what he said. The rocks are crying out. The rocks of contention are crying out. The rocks are contending for my glory. These rocks of contention will stir up the glory to a greater level. It's going to stir up my people to a greater level. The contention, the contending must come. It must come on a greater scale. The rocks are crying out. Contend, contend. God's people, contend. This is what the rocks are crying out. Contend, contend. God's people, contend. Don't back down, don't slow down, but contend. Contend for a greater measure of my glory. Contend for the more. Expect the more. Believe for the more. The more is in heaven waiting. The rocks of contention are crying out. They're crying out for the more. They're crying out for God's people to fight and believe for the more. As we contend, we bring a friction that must come. You guys, I'm trying not to cough. A friction that must come. Iron sharpens iron. Contend, contend, my people. I'm coming and working on a greater scale. Don't allow the lies of the enemy to slow you down or cause you to give up or quit. In the end, you win. My people win. The cross wins. The blood wins. All that you see is just semantics. Look past and over the enemy's games and keep contending. But you must contend my way. Go low, my people, go low and remain humble. And the contending will work and have the effect I need it to stir up the glory realms. Embrace the contention and contend, my people. Contend. And so, man, it was such an amazing word, you guys. And it's so now. With the March words that I've released, the new year words of the fountains of the deep are opening. But we have to be willing to shut old doors, go through new doors. He has new alignments, new relationships, new kingdom marriages. He has new truth, new depths of deliverance, new expansion, expanding your tent pegs. All this stuff, it comes with open doors, you guys. Comes with new beginnings. Comes with what you're birthing. March has been a birthing season. And then I released the word, the part two about March, about confronting and just, number one, we have to recognize that things are going to rise up to bump up against us, you guys, to stop us from going to that next thing, to stop us from moving forward in the new beginning, birthing the baby, whatever. We have to be willing to basically confront those things so we can be delivered of whatever would hold us back from all the fullness of what God has for us. Here's the thing. I'm speaking to myself too. Every word he gives me or prophecy, I check my own self first because there's pieces that can be found in me and I'm like, whoa, Lord, you know, forgive me. Like, show me whatever it is. I want to confront it and I want to move it out of my way because I don't want, you have to understand with times and seasons, it is so important. Times and seasons, you guys. And so for me, that's very important to me. And so if I feel like the Lord is, you know, I don't want him to come back to me and be like, Liberty, I had to break your ribs. Just kidding. He did not break my ribs. To get you to go to Atlanta. No, that's not what happened, but he's using it for his glory because he knew I would not be able to travel to Kenya with broken ribs. Okay. So here's the thing. Honestly, the way that I am, I would just take a bunch of ibuprofen and just suck it up because that's really honestly for real what I would do. But he was like, no, you're not doing that, Liberty. You can drive to Georgia or do a small flight. You ain't doing no international trips with broken ribs, okay? So he does love us enough to be like, knock it off, you know? And so, but I don't ever want to have to look back and be like, this could have happened sooner if I had just not been a chicken. This could have happened sooner if I had not been letting fear win. This could have happened sooner if I could have contended for the more. You guys, we have to be able to admit when we're not doing it so we can confront what's blocking us from not doing it. And so this word 100% goes right with what God is saying in this whole beginning of the year season. It is a birthing season. And you have to understand, when you birth something, you can be birthing a baby. You could, well, you're always birthing a baby, but it can be a ministry. It can be the desires of your heart. Maybe God's placed things in you and he wants to completely shift your season out of an old season you've been in, even maybe for a long time, into a whole new season. But the problem is that new season includes things that give you a panic attack, that rack your nerves, make you afraid, make you shy back. And so you're not going to do what God is saying. Okay, this is my plan. This is what I'm doing. This is what you have to conquer, this, this, and this, and contend for the more, you guys, to get the more. So here's the big mind-blowing thing. You have to confront and then contend. If you don't, then you can't receive the gifts that he has. So maybe whatever he has for you is beautiful and amazing. And you know, in your heart, you're like, man, I know this is God and it could be beautiful and amazing, but I'm afraid to step out towards that or into this or whatever. And we've talked about this in the March words, but he needs us to contend for the more, even if it means doing it afraid. We have to step over. This is what the word says. You guys, step over the enemy's lies and games. Look past them and contend for the more. Because at the end of the day, some things you can't skip. Some things are a part of the process of God bringing you that desire of your heart, or bringing you the new beginning, or the new baby, the new ministry, the expanding of the tent pegs, the new alignments, the deliverance, the new marriages, the new relationships, the new financial breakthrough. You have to conquer things and look past the things that the enemy wants to bring up and go, hey, the Lord's saying, people, we have to contend for the more. We have to contend for the more. And so we literally have to look past the enemy's schemes and lies so that we can contend for what is in the glory realms waiting for us. Sometimes it's scary getting there. I'll be real with you. I've been through a lot. And so even beautiful things can give you a heart attack. But at the end of the day, we have to know, it's for all of us, you guys, that there's things we're going to have to do afraid. You're going to fear rejection. You're going to fear, what if this fails? What if I try this new financial venture, or I do this for breakthrough and it fails? What if I go to my boss and I'm hoping for a promotion? You feel like God is saying it's coming and you get rejected, or you're afraid of getting rejected, so you don't even approach your boss. Or whatever it is, you guys, whatever God has for you, the desires of your heart, the new beginnings, the open doors are not always God just opening a door and then here's $1 million in your lap. That would be amazing. Just saying, like to a ministry, but that's not always an open door. An open door is the opening to enter in to the fullness of what's behind the door. But to cross the threshold, you have to look over the enemy's lies that he's speaking over you, or maybe your past, they're from your past. You have to look over the games, because he wants to you to be, you know, it to be withheld from you. The new beginning, the expansion of your ministry, the new alignments, the new marriages, the new relationships, the new truth, the new deliverance, whatever it is, you guys. We cannot confront without being delivered along the way. We have to look past, and we have to do some things afraid. Things that scare us half to death. There's always things that have to happen in the process of beautiful things. They can't be skipped. So I know that you're thinking, why can't they be skipped? Why can't I just not have to ask that person on a date? I'm just saying, I always use relationships because they're like the biggest thing, and people typically have been hurt in relationships, okay? So they're easy to pull things from for fear and rejection and all that. But what if I ask this person on a date and they reject me and I think they're the one? Yes, there's a chance for that. But here's the thing. You ain't ever going to get to marry the person unless you date them first and get engaged so you can get married. Like, there's steps that have to happen. We all would like to think we could just have an arranged marriage and trust that whoever we're being given, we're going to just love them to death. And we can skip all the other things because they make us afraid, but we can't. So that's a perfect picture. Whatever steps God is telling you to take in your finances, in your career, maybe your way of building in the kingdom is giving to the kingdom to see ministries like mine go do all the things he's called us to do. Maybe your call, you know, isn't necessarily to go be me and go to Pakistan, but you surely want to make sure that someone like me can go to Pakistan and have the funds to do it. You have to trust as he gives you wisdom to step out in the business or whatever it is he's calling you to. If it's a new side business, something you're going to start yourself, whatever. Ask him for confirmations that you can't come up with on your own. Ask him to send you dreams and visions. Ask him, I know this is a lot, but I'm being real with you. Ask him to give a dream to someone else who knows nothing about the things you're questioning in your heart or the things that you want in your heart. And so that you know you're not hearing it for yourself. It's not tainted by your own fears. You see what I'm saying? And I've done that. I've been like, okay, God, I have dreams and visions. You give me dreams every night. But on this one subject, I might possibly not trust myself for a second. So could you give someone else a dream that has no idea what me and your heart talks are and bring an answer through someone else that can only be you? And so you can do that, you guys. But the point is, contend for the more. And if you did not watch the Breaking the Spirit of Brat, whether you're a guy or a girl, go watch it, because you could be a guy and be a brat. I've met many. So in there, I talked to you about pulling down peace, pulling down. And I've talked about it on several videos, pulling down from the glory realms. Basically, what that means is you're contending for the more. You're walking in and standing in what heaven has said, not what the devil has said. The devil is a liar, you guys. He's dumb. And we all want to give him more credit. And we all want to make him higher than he is. We got to stop doing that. Rebuke, tell him he's a liar, boogie on out, dude. And then press on and contend for the more. This is what we do. Now, what is he saying? And I'm going to touch on this because I almost do in every video in some form. And it would not be me if I did not. Okay. Go low, my people, go low and remain humble. That means sit at his feet. You're going to need to be a Mary, not a Martha. You're going to need to sit at his feet, receive from his presence. That is where your strength comes from. Everything you need is found at his feet. You have to go low, which means you know your source. You're nothing without it. If you don't have his presence, you're nothing. You will burn out, you guys. You can contend for nothing if you are not full of his presence. Okay. My ribs are really not happy. And they do not like the coughing at all. But you have to contend for the more. But you can't contend with nothing to back you up, because then you're not going to hear him. You're not going to defeat the enemy's lies. You're not going to be able to look past it and keep contending. You have to go low and fight from a different place, which is at his feet in devotion, in prayer, putting him first. He has to be the love of your life. He has to be your source, which means you know you ain't going to make it. If you don't get up and sit with him before you do anything else, you ain't going to make it. You don't have strength for another day if you do not sit at his feet. You know how many people I've done this a lot, and I've discipled many people, and I've heard some really dumb things. And I had someone say to me, well, I don't see what the big deal is. Why, you know, you have to do devotion every single day. I'm the wrong person to make that statement to, especially if you're a student. You're going to have to hear a thing or two. And so I don't see what the big deal is about reading your Bible every day. Here's the thing. If you say that, it's because you're not making it priority. You're not doing it. So then now you're like making it like a normal compromise. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but you make it like big whoop. Really? Really? He died for you. This is resurrection weekend. everything he did for you and big whoop, no big deal. Why does that even matter? You guys, you can only go so long on your own works, on your own energy. I am only who I am because of his presence, the glory. And this is also why people think I still look really young, and I've always looked like a kid my whole adult life. For real, you guys. Nobody ever thinks that I'm my age, and I can't control it. Like, I literally don't even know what to tell you. I age super slow. I wear sunblock. I moisturize. I exercise. I eat healthy. I drink water. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I got no big beauty secrets other than sit with the Lord in the glory. I don't know. That's what I got. So, you have to contend for the more, you guys. Now, I hope you made it this far in the video or listening to my podcast. I love you guys, Prophecy Now. I actually have more of you than those who follow me on YouTube. I don't know where you're going to be hearing this at, but I have like, whatever, I don't even know, over 70,000 subscribers on YouTube, but I have way more following my podcast. I think probably 110,000 by now. And so, I love you guys. I don't always like to just forget about you. I have not forgotten about you. If you made it, I hope you made it this far in the video. But I had a testimony come in just this morning, you guys, about literally, and she had no idea I was about to record this. So Jesus is so on time and beautiful and amazing. So I get an email first thing this morning, and it says, hey, Apostle Liberty, remember this thing that I've been having you guys pray for me about? Sorry. I've been having you guys pray for me about this thing. She had had an... Okay, here's some of the story. She, a parent died. She had an inheritance coming. But she had a sibling who was fighting with her over her portion because the sibling is not saved and does not like her because she's a Christian. Her sister is a Christian Scientist. So, but her sister does not like her because she's a sold out, spirit-filled Christian. So they've been in a battle for quite a little bit. And so she's been sending me emails for like 6 months, like, man, how do I pray against this? Like, how do I get this broken off? How do I get these delays out of my way? And so she finally contacted me this morning and she said, Apostle Liberty, you're not going to believe what happened. She said, first of all, thank you so much for your videos and everything that you teach us because it's amazing. That's literally what she said. And she said, ever since your video about pulling down from the glory, what heaven has already said is mine, I've been doing that. And guess what happened? Officially today, I have the inheritance. I officially got it. Amen. And it's a lot, you guys. I mean, like properties and stuff. And so she's like, they are in my name. Literally in the last week, she said, since I've been doing everything that you've taught us to do it from the glory realms, she said, it got released. She's like, I don't even have words. And so here's the thing. We have to contend for the more, you guys. It's not as simple as her prayer to pull it down. The Lord said your contending has to also include going low and remaining humble. And so let me add this another thing to people that say, it's not a big deal to do devotion. It's not a big deal to read your Bible. It's not a big deal to pray in the Spirit or get baptized in the Holy Spirit or whatever. You're not being humble. You're literally full of pride because what you're saying is you don't need him. You can do everything on your own. That's not humility. Humility is sitting at his feet and knowing you ain't got nothing else without that. That's the only source. All things flow from there. All things. Amen. And so, okay, guys, I'm going to go, but let's pray. I'm going to pray with you guys because I always do, usually. Reminder, go subscribe to emails so you get stuff subscribe to this channel, follow my podcast, Prophecy Now. You can find it anywhere. Also, if I could get just like everybody to move over to Instagram, that would be great, because I have like hundreds of thousands of you spread out between like three things. And I'll be real with you, most of what I post is on Instagram, and it's set up to like go to Facebook and other things. Just go follow me on Instagram, okay? Please, Spirit Move. Just makes our whole social media life easier, okay? Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you. We honor you. Lord, we say we will go low, Lord. Lord, forgive us for trying to do things in our own strength. Forgive us for not choosing humility. Forgive us for focusing on the devil and his lies and his games instead of looking past it and believing you for the more and contending for the more, Lord. We repent. Forgive us, Lord, for doing that. We only want your presence. We only want what the glory carries. We only want what heaven says is ours. Forgive us, Lord, for not walking in humility, not going low, not doing what's necessary to contend for the more. And Lord, we say from this day forward, we declare we will contend for the more. We will not let the rocks cry out. We will cry out for the more. We will believe for the more. We will do everything and we will trust you for the more, Lord. We will look past the lies. We'll look past the games and we will contend for the more from the glory realms. Lord, we say today that all that heaven has for us, we pull it down. We pull it down. And we say, what the Lord has says is ours, get your hands off of it, devil. Get your grubbies off. That belongs to me. The Lord and heaven has already spoken. So we decree and we declare this day, because I'm choosing to be a humble servant and to know my source, we are going to contend for the more. Amen and amen. You guys, woo, I could do this all day. I love you guys. I'm going to go. Man, I made it through recording this whole video, and I don't think my ribs hurt one time. So that was amazingly Jesus. So anyway, I love you guys. Have an amazing celebration with your family this Easter weekend. Celebrate the empty tomb and all that Jesus has done for us on the cross. Amen. And do not forget that resurrection power lives in you and it lives in me. Amen and amen.